A woman in her 40s from Fairbanks died this month after contracting the H1N1 swine flu. She is the first Alaskan to die from the virus. The woman was traveling in Washington state when she came down with respiratory symptoms on July 10th. She died 6 days later. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says she had an underlying medical condition.
Although most of the confirmed cases of pandemic H1N1 infection have resulted in mild illness in people, this is really just a sad reminder of how serious influenza infection can be, and particularly to people who are in high risk groups for severe outcomes, such as people who have underlying medical conditions.
McLaughlin wouldn't specify what underlying condition the woman had, but said things like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease would lead to an increased risk. The state has recorded 272 confirmed cases of H1N1. The vast majority have been in Anchorage. Nationally, there have been 43,000 cases and 302 deaths. McLaughlin expects an H1N1 flu vaccine to be available in mid-October.